USDA announced last week that they have begun making final payments to peanut producers in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi, helping to restore 100% of the value of their peanuts after the bankruptcy of a peanut sheller and a licensed warehouse operator last season. It was a big blow to peanut farmers, and USDA was wanting to make sure that Southeastern peanut farmers knew the Warehouse Act is important. These farmers played by the rules, according to FSA. They honored their contracts, but because of circumstances outside their control, they were put in a difficult position, and that is why USDA stepped in on their behalf. Today's action illustrates how the basic protection of the 100-year-old Warehouse Act can still provide important safeguards for farmers. According to the report, more than 83,000 tons of peanuts were stored by the warehouse operator, the Clint Williams Company, which filed for bankruptcy in November. The farmers had pledged more than 81,700 tons of peanuts as collateral to receive USDA's marketing assistance loans. The loans provide interim financing for the farmers so they don't have to sell their peanuts right at harvest. Peanut producers potentially could lose thousands of dollars when delivery contracts were not honored by the failed company and the peanuts remained in storage. It took an orderly sale of the peanuts as USDA tried to restore and pay back the farmers so they could survive. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.